We're back. So, So what's going on? So we're November. That's crazy.
I know.
I can't believe it's November.
Yep.
I know.
So we have. Let's go back. So we have. On Saturday, you are going to be.
It's in St. Catherine at the Arts Center. It's at 1 o'clock till 2:30, and Mistress Colleen and I will be doing a slave. Well, not necessarily a slave, more of a submissive type thing. Like just, we're gonna talk about, you know, 24/7 relationship, you know, jealousy in a poly family, that sort of things. Slave Wayne, unfortunately, is not going to be able to come with us this on that day. So I'm hoping that one of the other boys will. Maybe I'll take both of them. I'm not sure to go. So yeah. So there's that, and then I'm trying to think of what else is going on. Really, we're kind of winding down a little bit.
Well, we're still, you know, doing stuff around the house, and
yeah.
It's like I said, it's been week six.
Was it six or more?
Well, seven? No, it was September 25th.
Okay. All right, yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
So,
Oh my, somebody did do it.
Oh my God, that's good. Yeah, so there was a picture on Facebook, and any one of you who know Versace, Donatella Versace, has never been a pretty woman. The only time she looked good, it was the life and story of... a movie that was actually just made of her, about her. And the actress who played her was, oh God, what's her name? She was in Showgirl, and she's a beautiful woman. And actually made Donatella look amazing. Well, Donatella's had some extra work done, and it's not working at all. And the way she's wearing her hair. And so somebody says, oh my God, she looks like one of the Muppets. And somebody actually on Facebook, was it on Facebook?
Yep.
Put the two pictures side by side, and it's eerie. It's kind of funny and sad to have all that.
As you giggle.
Yeah, to have all that money in the world and still look like shit. What can you say?
But she was. You said she was never really an attractive woman to begin with?
Yeah, no, she was never pretty.
But...
You know, to make things worse, I guess you can only work with what you got.
Well, and maybe she's just not vain enough to. Oh, wait, you said she had surgery, and that's why it's gone bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
She's had bad stuff done. Plus, she discovered she loves drugs, so she's done a few little holidays. If you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You know, I'm going on a little holiday for 32 days.
Oh, detox.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, she's not pretty. Looking too pretty. Get into car and drive. What about that?
What's that?
Boy, Alex. Yay! Boy gets into car and drive. Where are you going, boy?
Home.
Oh. That's tomorrow. So, what's the next stop?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the boys have planned. I know that they're just going to kind of meander home. So I just said to them, the sooner they get there.
Get here.
Yeah.
The sooner your dick's in the mouth, ass.
Wow, you read above that line that they just wrote.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Oh, yeah, and Shannon was here last night, which was very nice.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We had Shannon and we had...
Jordan.
Jordan over. But I'd like to say thank you very much, Shannon, for...
No. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Surprise.
All right. Never mind.
Yeah. But
I just deleted
that. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see here. Is there anything else?
Well, I mean, this week, you're right. It's like fucking halfway through November almost already.
Okay. This is in Calgary right now.
I'm going to throw up a little. I don't like that. Don't say the S word.
Like we are having right now outside?
It's not doing that outside. So don't even say that because I'll vomit right here.
Yeah, it says actually we're supposed to have some of that.
Are we?
Yeah. Let me look.
Some
here
freezing cold weather store. Yeah.
Thursday and Friday.
Oh fuck.
Flurries are coming.
You boys better get home before you get
stolen. Welcome home, boys.
Yeah, really.
The shovel will be waiting at the front door.
We got to figure out parking for the winter. We really need to figure out some parking.
Yeah, the boys are going to have to keep their little side.
Well, boy, Alex did make a good point, though. If we're all parking, like we're there at night usually, right?
Right.
It won't accumulate as much snow, really.
We'll be fine here. It's over there.
Yes, in the
because that doesn't get used unless it's on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it all out. I'm sure we'll come up with something. So. I mean, the boy's going to be using his car house at, because he bought the car house, right? The garage.
Mm-hmm.
That we use for the slave tent. That we use for the tent at,
Point?
Yeah, at the Point. So I think he's going to put it up in,
At his place.
At his place, yeah, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, yeah, and I mean, we can possibly do something similar to that later.
Or actually just do a roof thingy.
Yes, that's
kind of that wouldn't be a bad idea. Do a carport thing.
A carport, that's what they're called, yeah.
Yeah.
So the boys say, oh, fuck, maybe we're just going to stay here. No, you're not. You get that ass home so I can get my dick in it. I can't believe I just said that.
Really? You've been jerking off during the whole fucking show.
No, just a little bit.
It's radio. You got to keep talking.
I know. I was waiting for you to say something else. You weren't, though. Oh, gosh. So, yeah. So, we're going to, the 6th. That's, like, not too long from now.
Yeah, so the 6th. So, December 6th.
Wait a minute. Is the boy going to be back by then?
You said he was.
Boy, you're going to be back by the 6th, correct? Because if we wanted to make sure you're here for this. You need to be here. So, because he's only going for 2 more. He better be. If he's not back,
yes, it's 4 weeks from now.
Well, they're back on the 15th. Then they go.
It's 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, if it's not, we just changed the date. That's no big deal. So I'm pretty sure we asked him, though. I did ask him, didn't I?
Your comment of drunkenness yesterday, yes.
Was it yesterday I asked?
Asked you. I said, I hope it's okay because we've already told people.
Yeah. Well, not a big deal. Dates change. Geez, what would make Master horny during the show? Maybe the pictures of you two blowing each other. What? What? Okay, never mind. I don't know why you're looking at me like that. Anyways, woohoo, I just won $50 on a scratch ticket. There you go, pup.
Who win what?
Pup Dakota. Woohoo, I just won $50 on a scratch ticket. It's in the chat room.
Well, half goes to the house of
Oh, right. I think he's going to need a little bit more than we need it. I don't know. Things are things.
What's going on in Toronto right now?
I don't think there's a lot going on in Toronto.
Well, actually, there's a new store that opened up.
Oh, talk about the store. That's a good idea.
It is called The Men's Room.
Is that what it's called, The Men's Room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me just take a look here. It's located right above what is Sailors, where Woody's is on Church Street. Mm-hmm. And let me just see here if I can't see.
I'm looking it up, but I'm not seeing it. Reviews on the Men's Room in Toronto on Mankind Grooming Studio for Men, Elwood Spa. That's not the right one.
No, it's called the Men's Room, and
I don't know it.
It's
594 Bay Street. No,
it's on Church Street. The Men's Room. It's right above Woody's, basically on the right hand side. It used to be the old pre-app originally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful store. It kind of is like almost what pre-app was. They actually, they're now carrying Nasty Pig, and they're carrying some of pre-app stuff too.
Right.
And it's the owners of Pitbull,
mm-hmm.
Who've opened the store, Francis Godreau, who's actually a relative.
Okay.
Who's opened up the store. And it's really neat. So if you are in Toronto, go and have a look. And just tell them that Sir Mark or Mark from Colors Hair Studio has sent you over. I don't know if that's going to get you anything. But anyway, they're cute. It's a beautiful store. Navin is working there too, who's a friend of mine. And a little beautiful black man. Anyway, it's a nice store, so go and support our gay community, gay businesses. If you're in downtown Toronto, it's very nice, great place. And yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah. If you like your underwears, that's the place to go.
Yeah, yep, 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 yep. Anyway, so, well, it's kind of a laid-back show today, which is okay sometimes.
Yeah.
We're yelling and screaming and shit like that.
And I just want to give a big hug to Sheila.
Oh, yes.
Poor Sheila lost her puppy this week. Her little puppy had a little accident. Her back leg, something happened, and it was going to cost anywhere between $30,000 to $60,000, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they wanted them to take it to the Guelph Animal Hospital, which is a teaching college.
Yep.
Guelph University. They have holes in cows in Guelph, you know?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, at this teaching, the veterinarian hospital.
Yeah.
Actually, they got a cow, and it's like a hole in the cow, so you can see what's happening to the cow in the cow.
In the body?
Yes. And they stick their arms and shit in there.
Ooh, that's...
It's creepy. It's really fucking creepy.
I bet the animal human rights thing must love that.
Well, they're not hurting it. Like, I mean, they do it. It's a surgical procedure that they do. It's like a window on the cow.
No, you can't do that to the boys.
I wasn't thinking of it till you mentioned it. Now,
but you notice, have you ever seen the glass dildo?
Okay, what about it?
You put it in, and then you see inside.
Well, I got that other thing that I used that I showed.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
Not that. It's the camera thing. It's a plastic rubber thing. It does the same thing. It opens up their butts and you can look inside.
Oh.
the little picture of you doing that.
Peekaboo! And I see Spain and I see France.
Previously. I see a rather large butt plug.
All right.
Anyways, well, we're going to call it a night. It is almost 7 o'clock. Boy Neil has arms in a cow's stomach. Cool.
Farting.
It's a farm thing.
Oh, I thought you said farting. No. He probably is farting, too.
Yeah.
Okay, boys, have a good night.
Yes. Everybody, enjoy speculum. Okay, this is getting weird now.
Yes.
All right, everybody, boys, drive careful coming home. We will see you soon. Say when you have a good week at work.
Have a great week, everybody.
Up Dakota. We'll talk to you later, too, pup. And everybody, if you're going to play hard and play safe.
And be kind. Take care now. Good night.